We're going back to the Ben and Skin Show on 97.1 The Eagle.
So the Rolling Stones have announced that they're going to be touring, and the dates came out. We know that the Rolling Stones are going to be here in the Cotton Bowl, or they're going to be at the Cotton Bowl on November 2nd.
The Cotton Bowl?
Yeah, that's where it was scheduled for 2020.
Okay.
But COVID.
Yeah.
Imagine that. So, yeah, they're rescheduling it. They're going to get back out there, and they'll be stopping by November 2nd.
That's exciting. Have y'all seen them live before?
I haven't. I really want to.
Dying to.
Yeah,
I would love to.
Jerry Stadium.
You did?
Yep. And it was good. I mean, of course, the sound issues that you always hear, that was definitely a problem. But, I mean, just their performance, and they had fireworks and stuff going off. Not fireworks, but like fire.
Oh, dude, I bet it's rad.
If
I mean,
fire's involved, you're good.
Their whole stage show will be rad. I mean, I've seen them like on TV in concert, like on one of those, like that channel Cuban used to own, I think. But like, I don't want to do the same thing that I did for, I mean, the tickets don't go on sale till the 30th. I don't want to do the same thing I did with Tom Petty and David Bowie. Missed them.
Yep.
2015, they came to town or right around then and just didn't go because you just assume these people are going to live forever. And they're absolutely not.
The Rolling Stones, though, might live forever.
Him and Keith Richards.
Keith Richards is impenetrable.
They're older than Carl in that Dolly Parton video.
Okay, but here's what's really interesting. If our listeners out there are like, oh, yeah, hell yeah, I agree with you. I want to go see the Rolling Stones. By listening to the Ben and Skin Show, you just might have a chance to go see the Rolling Stones.
Oh, my God. What are you saying, Ben?
I'm saying that we are considering giving away tickets to go see the Rolling Stones when they come play the Cotton Bowl on November 2nd.
Did you turn me down, Christina?
Oh.
I was playing the same thing.
Yeah. So what are we going to do? We're going to do that next week?
Yeah, I think
so. Details on how we're giving them away?
Yeah.
We'll talk about that and figure it out.
Okay.
I've got an idea that I think will work.
Okay.
That's a little different than caller number 5.
Yeah. Okay, good.
But, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
You got to listen, otherwise you don't find out. And you know what? I'm going to edit out that part of the podcast. You got to listen live to make sure you get the details on how we're going to give them away. That part of it, I'm going to edit out.
I know you're still thinking about that. Because we get the most credit when you just tune in and listen live. We're super excited about the podcast numbers being huge. But at the same time, we want the ratings to be huge also. So we'd rather you listen 2 to 5 on a traditional radio. If you can't, we get it. Stream the show or wherever you are or listen to it on the podcast, BenAndSkinPodcast.com. Mm-hmm. But you're saying this is another way just to incentivize people to listen to the live
podcast.
Yeah,
it's just a tiny sliver of the show. When we announce the details of how we're going to give them away and what time and all that stuff, well, that part of it will be taken out of the podcast.
Okay.
That's smart. That's more work.
Because if you know what time we're doing it, maybe get a jump on the phone lines and things like that.
All right, I'm looking on the television here in the studio, and I'm seeing footage of the house that exploded in Plano, and we have an update on that story, and that's coming your way next.
I also have more breaking disease news that's not COVID.
Oh!
Yeah.
Okay.
Yay. So hold on to your ass.
Oh, my God. Both butt cheeks.
You might want to get some cream.
Right now, it's time for this.
Some anti-itch cream.
It's time to pop the top. Reach your hands in and grab a treat from Christina's cookie jar.
Now it's time to go inside Christina's cookie jar. Now it's time to go inside Christina's cookie jar.
Take back the night.
Thank you. All right. So, I mean, I was going to say COVID's over. Everyone's back on dating profiles and stuff. But your announcement, KT, didn't really sound too good.
COVID's what it is.
Let's stay positive here. Everyone's back on their dating profiles. So maybe you need a little help.
Mm-hmm.
So, according to mensxp.com, here are 11 things that might be making women swipe left. Which, yes, Ben, that's the bad way.
I didn't know.
You want them to swipe right.
It'd be bad if I knew how those apps work. I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Good cover-up.
I don't know a man on earth that. All right, let me take it back. I don't know a straight man on earth, married or not, who doesn't want to impress women.
Yeah.
Like, you could be married for many years. I guarantee you, Ben walks into your local Pluckers and gets a few looks. He's going to go, yeah, I saw you looking at my butt there. Right? It makes you feel good, right?
Mainly if people are looking at my butt, it's because it's in the way.
Well, okay, that's a good thing. Maybe that's a good thing. Right? Am I right, though, Ben? You've been married for years. Like,
yeah.
You always want to impress women. It's a weird thing. I think it's primal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I really think that starts from the beginning.
Okay.
Wherever you think the beginning is. So this is not for those. This is also for those people dating, but it's also for people who are married or might have a partner.
Okay.
It's a lot to do with dating profiles, though, so.
That's okay.
Okay. Number one, your bio is empty.
Okay.
Which I got this a little bit on Bumble. I was on Bumble, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
And they would just have pictures and nothing. I'm like, okay, we need something to kind of feed off of. Just a little personality.
Okay, wait, you're saying women swipe left and say, I don't want you, I'm not interested in you because you're not giving your bio.
Yeah, if you have nothing in your bio, then yeah, I'm going to be like, okay, next.
That seems like the easiest thing. Like, why would somebody get on a dating app and not put a bio? You're saying you're a serial killer.
Right. Maybe it's just a give up that's too much work. Hey, I got my pictures on there, so.
Or it's guys who think their picture is enough.
Yes, exactly. That's what it is.
To me, it's just this easy opportunity. It's like free advertising time.
Yeah.
You know, you can sell yourself here. You know, there's many ways you can do it. You can just be honest. You can put some of your features, some of your interest, or you can just lie, you know, and say all these things that might be clever.
I don't know if this is if I'm allowed to say this in this climate, but I've always had this thing that I think it's funny, but it's a real thing where, see, I came from sales. And so to me, if I was in a sale, like a coworker's office of mine, whether it was a male or female, and they had their pictures up, if their spouse was better looking than them, I was always like, okay, good salesperson.
Yeah.
Because nobody should be able to
sell it.
Yeah. Nobody should be able to sell themselves better than yourself. I said that correctly. So when people go, hey, you outkicked your coverage with your wife, Kat, I'm like, you bet your ass. I'm a great salesperson. I sold her a bill of goods.
That makes sense.
This reminds me of the movie Blades of Glory. I just know it's a weird movie to reference. Mm-hmm. But when Will Arnett and Amy Poehler are sending in their sister, Jenna Fisher, Pam from The Office, in to hit on Will Ferrell, and it's all a mind game before the Olympics, and Will Arnett gets her and goes, sell yourself! And his Will Arnett voice. That's what I always think about there.
Yeah.
I love Will Arnett. Okay. So, yeah.
Come on, guys.
So, sell yourself.
All right.
The profile.
Now, this is kind of the opposite. Number two, why women would swipe left on a profile. You're trying too hard. And this just makes me think of an essay when you're just like looking through a thesaurus for every word. Just using way too big of words. And try too hard.
Try too hard in the conversation or in the bio?
In the bio.
Yeah. Because the conversation hasn't started.
Yeah.
Okay. What's an example
of
that?
It says, keep your bio simple. And, also don't type, and it says, LYKDIS. Don't type like this.
Yeah, yeah. Useful words. I would imagine you want to stray away from emojis. Unless it's
That's
good,
also
you,
on here, yes.
Okay, sorry.
Don't
okay.
use too many emojis.
Yeah.
Don't pull a Coldplay.
If you're on a boat, if you're on a dating app.
And a boat.
The implication.
On a dating app, on a boat.
If you're on a dating app.
Yes.
What is your bio supposed to be what you're looking for in a soulmate? Or is it supposed to be like, here's what I've accomplished in business or your relationships? Or what are you really wanting to see out of that?
There are different apps. Like, I know Hinge, I believe it was Hinge, would give you different prompts and stuff like that. Like, hey, what do you want through your partner or your future? Stuff like that. But, like, Bumble was simple. It was just, hey, I'm Christina. I like Led Zeppelin. I play guitar. Let's drink some whiskey.
Yeah.
Like, that would be my profile.
God, that would get a billion likes.
Yeah, very simple. Yeah, you're right. There's some people might put, I'm a business-oriented man, and I have a dog. Well, maybe the dog helps, actually.
The dog, yeah, would help.
Like, you know, I don't know. There's lots of ways I could see screwing that up by trying saying too much about yourself as well.
Or typing words like that just said would definitely be a turnoff.
Yeah.
Like,
no spelling mistakes.
Be a grown-ass adult
but
here.
I also think an air of honesty is getting, like, it depends on what the goal is. If a guy just wants to hook up, he probably should lie about everything.
Mm-hmm.
If he wants a real relationship, he should be honest about everything. Because if a guy's like, man, I love fast food and I play Call of Duty all the time and I just like sitting at home. They should go ahead and say that if they're looking for a relationship.
Because she'll find out anyway.
She'll find out. She may be like, sweet, I'm down.
I think 95% go into that looking for a hookup.
Women or men?
Guys.
Okay,
guys.
95.
Maybe
okay.
Some women.
And in some women, too. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, maybe 80% of women. I don't know.
What percentage of women are doing that?
I would say 80%. Oh, but
75?
20?
70? 50?
Me?
15?
No, I don't know. 50. If you're on, it depends which app. If you're on Tinder, it's probably a higher percentage.
It's a wide age range, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
here's what I don't like about Tinder. No, I'm just kidding. Never been there.
The next reason women would swipe left is what Ben just said. If you just write hookups on your bio,
I am trying to get some ass.
Try a little bit. Maybe like Ben said, just be honest. Hey, I like to sit and play video games. If you want to come watch me play or play with me.
Hey, just got a penicillin shot. I'm back in the game, ladies.
That's the old bar bit. It's 1:30 a.m. and your friends have dared you to go. Here's the deal, man. We're leaving anyways. So when you walk out the door, just yell out, hey, I'm trying to have some cheap sex, one night stand only. No? And then you walk away. And maybe you get a clinger on.
Maybe. That's like the naked man from...
Naked man from How I Met Your Mother?
Yes, How I Met Your Mother.
He shows up naked.
She's either going to laugh and go with it or leave.
Interesting that you guys brought that up because I was thinking of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they go to the bar together.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're both very attractive. I would like to have sex with one of you. You want to go back to my apartment? And one's like, you're funny.
Yeah.
And then she goes back with him.
Yeah.
There you go. But it's called shot shooting, really. What's the worst thing going to happen? You miss and you're alone again?
True.
But don't be creepy.
Don't write that on your profile.
Yeah.
Going back to this list. Okay. Number four says try not to be condescending, which means if you have, hey, swipe left if you don't like blank. If you don't like the killer, swipe left.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be condescending.
Condescending guy.
That could go for so many things. Style of music,
a lot
politics.
Of guys would have that. They would have, like, if you don't watch The Office, swipe left. Just swipe left now.
If you're not a Cowboys fan.
Why are you? Okay. The Cowboys fan, I might actually understand.
Like a weed out some people there. Fine.
Okay, why women would swipe left on a or a dating site. And this is definitely a top one for me. Do not post a shirtless pic.
Yeah.
We don't care. Dad bods are back in. We don't need to see your abs. Let that be a surprise, right?
I would say...
Really? Because I think women would like that. I think they would go, come on, we don't need to see it. And then I think they would get in line.
Maybe some women.
This is where we psychoanalyze Christina. Is Christina like most women?
She's not. She's cooler than most women.
So there could be a lot of women who are like, oh yeah, give me those pics.
Well,
hard abs. And she's
all
like,
I know is this. Like, every once in a while, something goes viral. Like, a TikTok went viral of a police officer, and he swiped his foot in front of the lens, and then all of a sudden he was wearing his police uniform with handcuffs. There was a doctor here locally who was doing some dance in his scrubs, and it went viral. It became a huge deal. And the women threw themselves all over those dudes online.
But they had their shirts on, didn't they?
They did.
Yes. See, it's not even like, yeah, you might look good with your shirt off, but if you're going to post a picture with your shirt off, that says a whole lot about you.
Okay, because you're into yourself.
Yes.
You're saying male stripper?
Maybe.
Okay.
They could be a male stripper.
You're saying, well, those guys, and some of those guys fall in love with their own fitness, you know?
Don't do gym selfies either.
Like, yeah, so it's like
that. I'm just curious, did you have to wonder if me, Skin, or KT were male strippers, or did you know?
I just thought that was a non-disclosure thing.
That is an NDA for sure.
Yeah.
Because Skin has spent some time.
Skin has some moves.
Skin does know how to work a pole.
When he worked at Tallywhackers for a few years, I mean, he was on the wait staff. Like, he hadn't worked his way up to the stage.
Yeah.
But he was still, you know, they made him work the door sometimes and, you know, deliver cocktails.
Yeah. That's why he was so upset when it shut down, was, right?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God.
All of his memories are just gone.
Well, his income.
Yeah. Okay. Number six, putting up pictures with Instagram or Snapchat filters and captions. Girls do this more than guys, I think.
Girls do it all the time, right?
What does that mean?
I don't know about Snapchat captions.
Say
but I guess
again.
If you have, okay, so Snapchat, you take a picture and you, like, type something over it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if you save that with that type over it, you uh-huh. know? Like, just put a picture up.
Just put a picture.
Oh, okay. Picture.
Don't
it doesn't
trick
need to
up
be
the
through,
picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, those filters are, don't do that.
Yeah,
girls will do that a lot.
Girls
like
will
the,
do
the
that.
The butterflies on their face.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Or
yeah.
the dog one. The dog one was big for a while.
Right.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just be yourself.
How am I supposed to know what you look like? You've got a dog filter on your face.
Number seven, why women would swipe left. You have less than 3 pictures uploaded. Yeah.
Okay, so you need to have a healthy array is what you're saying?
There, and yeah, like back when I was on these dating apps, there were guys just didn't have a lot of pictures of themselves.
I struggled with that. I never had, I don't have a lot of pictures of myself.
And it's like this next one on this list too, it's your first picture isn't you. So a lot of guys would have group pictures.
That's weird.
And I'm like, I don't know which one is you.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Like, you assume it's not the hot one. I've seen girls do this before in the past.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
there's like 4 of them, and you're like, which one are you?
Whichever.
Wait, now there's
the
2 in this one. Wait, but that's a different
business
one.
It starts going down, narrowing
yeah.
down.
And you figure it out. The hot one.
But yeah, have more than 3 pictures and make sure it's, you know, of you. Maybe just get a friend to take a picture of you if you need to.
That's weird to ask. Guys, can you ask that?
They should be able, guys should be able to go to his friend and say, hey, man. I know you're in love, you have it all figured out in your relationship, but I'm still looking. Can you snap a pic of me?
I want that love. Help me out, please.
That's something guys talk about, stuff
bro
like
bro.
That.
Yeah, it's
bro
true. I've never heard that.
You have a girlfriend. Do that, right?
Well, guys don't have girls.
Guys
that
aren't
are
allowed to have girlfriends
guys,
anymore.
Whoops.
Guys are secretly trying to hook up. If
oh, no.
That's the
don't
secret.
Say that.
I would say not in every scenario.
My guy friends are like brothers more than
yeah.
That's true. But like we are 3 guy friends of yours. We're
yeah.
not trying to hook up.
My girlfriends are like brothers too.
Well, I would just be leery of this. There may be a guy in your circle who you think is harmless, and he's just a friend. And he may be harmless indeed, but although you think he's only interested in being your friend.
He's just waiting for
wants
that one
way
moment.
More than that. He's waiting for yeah. that moment. Yeah.
Retirement home.
It's the long play.
Prime.
He does not know how to close the deal or even try to close it, but he's doing the long play.
We are animals.
That's a whole nother segment.
Yeah. Primal.
Okay. Number 9, your bio is just a random quote.
Okay. I don't like that either.
It says this is worse than empty bios, but
yeah, it is.
At least you have something.
I've got a quote from someone famous. Well, that tells me that person that's famous or whoever did the quote's very interesting. What's it say about you?
Yeah, thank you. Well said.
Yeah. I mean, I could grab a quote from, you know, Dak Prescott. Who does good quotes these days? I don't really know. It's
Dave Matthews.
Like, I've seen some people like do, you know, here's a Thomas Jefferson. Like, we really want to do it. Thomas Jefferson. That was a long time ago.
You could do a funny one, though. Like, you quote Lloyd Christmas. I think that would be funny. I might swipe right
okay,
on
a
that.
Movie quote.
We landed on the moon, Lloyd Christmas, if you had it as a quote.
You need to go all in, though, and make sure that you're funny guy on the profile if you're doing
That's
that.
That's true.
Because you can't be shirtless guy and then have a Dumb and Dumber pic.
No. I wouldn't have even looked at the quote if I would have seen shirtless.
Cross-pollinizing.
Oh, dude.
You see a male nipple and you're just...
Okay, but the guy does have abs and stuff and doesn't want a serious relationship, he'd go shirt off because he knows who would come calling.
You are looking at the second picture, right? Like,
if the first one's just shirt off?
Yeah, just to see.
Yeah.
You should
still
check.
I'm going to look at the next picture.
Let's say, because if the old gal's putting a bikini pic up first.
Yeah, but y'all are different.
Yeah, we are different. You nailed
Why?
It.
Why are we different?
Because y'all think about
it's primal.
Stuff more than... Okay, number 10. This is, KT mentioned this earlier, too many emojis in your bio.
Yeah, don't do emojis, Coldplay.
Oh, it's weird.
Yeah,
and
I can't believe it.
Number 11, if you're not smiling in your pictures, make sure you're smiling.
That is the weirdest thing to me.
I've never understood that.
He's pissed.
When someone chooses a picture for themselves and they're not smiling, it's like, I'm
what
uncomfortable. You don't know how to emote happiness? What happened?
It's very awkward, yeah. It's like, who hurt you?
Yeah.
Okay, so anyways, that's the list of things why women might swipe left.
Hell yeah.
That's good advice.
Oh, here is what everyone was waiting for, right? How to make anyone fall in love with you, according to a TikTok user.
Okay, yeah.
Sophie Rose Lloyd. She calls it the love triangle. And I'm not going to look at you guys when I do this.
Sounds like a porn star name.
You look at their left eye, then you look down to their mouth, and then you look up to their right eye. And apparently, it makes them fall in love.
The V?
It's a love triangle.
The V?
Wait, you're saying...
Don't do it to me, Ben.
I won't.
He's looking at me.
Look away. But okay.
Okay.
You look at their left eye.
Yep.
You look at their mouth. And you look at their right eye?
Yes.
That's a V.
I'm uncomfortable with that. I would like to leave the mouth out of this.
It's just a glance. Apparently, you have to actually know the person. You can't just go up to a stranger and just, like, stare at them and do that. So all right, you love me now.
Hey.
You have to have a connection there first.
Damn, that'll unlock it?
That's what she says.
Unlock what?
Unlock the love.
All the love, bro.
All the love.
The cheat
it's
code.
Like a game of Zelda all of a sudden.
Yes.
I really want someone to try this just to see. Because I think me, like if I did that to Mike, he'd be like, is there, what's on my mouth?
Do I have something?
Yeah.
I've got a nose hair trickling down. We need to probably clip that.
You can't risk it because if KT just did it to you just because you said this, you could fall in love. So yeah, we can't look at each other and do this. I might look at you and do it, KT.
I don't think this works, by the way.
Why?
Because I've stared at, you know, women in the face many times.
Hey, what?
In the face. Stared in the face.
That's still not okay. Why are you staring at women uncomfortably?
Just try to get a read on them.
Quit trying to read them. Quit grinding your teeth.
It's kind of weird.
I don't do it anymore.
You're talking about at the gym, right?
No. When I go to the gym, there's not a soul in there. That's the ghost of Richard Simmons and that Tybo guy.
You said you sit in your car with your workout stuff and wait for a chick to walk in.
Hey.
Let me stare at your face.
Oh, do you know where the weight room is?
Can you take a shirtless pic for me, please?
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a dating profile.
For my profile.
Thanks.
I'm going to rip it off. She's like, ooh, why is that? Is that a belly? I don't understand.
K-Ray, that was extraordinary.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Fantastic work by Christina K-Ray Ray. Coming up next in the weekday update, exploding houses and an update on what virus?
Ben, there's a fungus in Dallas.
A fungus among us?
And we should all be prepared to hold on to our butt.
Let's find out what he brung us. That's coming up next.